Welcome tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Pray that you are having a supernatural week. A supernatural week. Today's Thursday. And I pray that you're having a supernatural week. Before we go to prayer tonight, let's invite the Holy Spirit in. That way the Holy Spirit could lead. The Holy Spirit could guide. And if there's any information, which it should be information, not coming from me or you or anybody else, but it's coming from the Holy Spirit himself. So tonight, as the Word of God declare that Jesus said when he leave, he's going to send a comforter. And the comforter is going to come. And when that comforter comes, that comforter is going to lead and guide us into all truth. I just felt letting my spirit to go over to that scripture. I pray for this, our hearts tonight. Break and bind the spirit of sadness and grief. Come against every foul spirit that want to come against your heart, your mind, and your soul. I pray tonight that you will come to intercession with our heart, believing God, knowing that Jesus Christ himself is always making intercession for us based on the word. The Bible declared that these words were words given to us by the Holy Spirit. So, John 14, it declares that the Father said, and he said, and Jesus was talking, and he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. His commandment is loving him and loving your neighbor as yourself. So the greatest commandment is love. All the other Ten Commandments is wrapped up in love. Now, if you could come up with something different, then let me know about it. But that's what the Word of God said in my Bible. And you cannot do anything without love. So that means you have to love your brothers and your sisters. And if anybody have any, done anything to you or any kind of discrepancies, anything that's not right, argumenting, anything that's going on, just remember your love walk in 1 Corinthians 13. So now he says, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. So Jesus was leaving. And he was comforting the people at that time, his disciples or ever whoever come in contact with him. And he's leaving. And he said he's going to send another comforter. And that comforter will abide with you forever. And that comforter, he says, even the spirit of truth. That means the comforter is going to speak truth to you. And the world cannot receive. So the only time the world can receive the Holy Spirit is when they give their life to Jesus Christ and have that spirit comes and his spirit comes and live inside of them, and you get acquainted with the Father God and the Son, and then you start communicating with them, and they just start speaking to your spirit man, your true person that is inside of you. So you're going to be communicating. That's the comforter is going to come. Spirit of truth that the world cannot receive. Because why? They see him not. Neither they know him not. But you and I know him. Why? Because he dwells in you. because he dwells in you and shall be in you, I will not leave you comfortless. That means he's not going anywhere without you. You're going to be in his heart forever. Wherever you go, he's going to be there. He will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. That's your covenant with him right there. No matter what we are going through right now, no matter how the conditions of our heart is right now, he will never leave us or forsake us. He said in a little while he's with them, but in a little while they'll see him no more. And he's telling us because he lived, we will live also. And then when you go down to the other part in the verses, it said for you to keep his word. Then when you go down to 24, he said the Father sent him, so he's going to send us. Go down to 25, 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, some Bible might say the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in his name, in the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come. And when it comes, it will teach you all things. So you see, we need the Holy Spirit. Jesus lives inside of us, and we need the communicator, and that communicator is the Holy Spirit. So tonight we come based on the Word of God, and we say, precious Holy Spirit, you are the third party of the Godhead. You're in the beginning, and you are also in the end. And at this time, we gave our life to you, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Cleanse us. Let us be whole. Let us be fit for your use. Hide us now behind the cross and let you now come forth, precious Holy Spirit. Let you now come forth. Come forth now, Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Guide us and lead us and show us everything to come. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father, we just give you thanks and we give you praise. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Oh, mighty God, there is no other God beside you. In you we move and we have our being. Certainly, certainly, no other God beside you. So we hide ourselves now behind the cross and we let you, Holy Spirit, come forth. We let you come forth to lead us and to guide us. We let you come forth to teach us. We let you come forth to show us things to come. We now let you, Holy Spirit, the living God. What can we say? We know nothing. We know nothing. We let that they say we see nothing, hear nothing. So we know nothing. And we can't see anything unless you, Spirit of the living God, open up our eyes, give us information, speak to our mind, speak to our heart. Hallelujah. So we welcome you right now, Holy Spirit. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Come now and lead us. Come now and guide us. We cannot do nothing without you. So we call upon the head of the church, Jesus Christ, the high priest, the Holy One. After Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, a body was prepared, and God our Father sent Jesus, and he came as the second Adam, and he was raised up for us, and he gave us the keys to the kingdom. And he's the same one that said to his disciples when they went away, and he went away to pray, and he come back, and he see them still, and he's sleeping. He said, according to the word of God that I written down here, could you guys not wait, just pray for 1 hour. It is in, I think it's in Matthew, the scriptures that I'm talking about. Destiny, please put them in the chat for me. Thank you. Here it is. Matthew 26, verse 40. And you know, and he leave and he come back. He went up there and he was crying. He was crying out to the Father. He said, "Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup be passed." But after a while, you know, he know that this cup is not going to pass because he knows his assignment. So he come back and he looked for his disciples and what they were. He find them asleep. And he say unto them, "Could you not watch with me for 1 hour?" That's what he asked them. And he say, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." I know exactly what the Father talking, Jesus Christ is talking about, because so many times I want to do right, and then I know what I'm supposed to do. You might know what you're supposed to do, but you end up not doing what you're supposed to do. But then you have to repent and ask God for forgiveness and just keep moving on. That's what I do. That's what I do. So that's why this hour we come and we are praying on the seven mountains of influence for our nation. This is an assignment that the Father God gave to us for such a time as this. And I don't believe it's going to be a long, long assignment. I believe it's going to be maybe a couple more months. But we have to be on this mandate. If we don't do anything else, we have to pray because we see what's going on around us. We see how the nation, this nation, he didn't say nations. He said we must pray for the nation, this nation. And that is what we are doing. We are praying. And that last Thursday when we were praying, the Spirit of God opened up other nations to us. Like, I believe it was Pakistan and all the other ones. You'd have to go listen because I don't know what them are because I didn't write them down. You'd have to go now and go and listen to the tape last week. Last week, Thursdays. I'm not talking about Monday. Last week, Monday. I'm talking about Thursdays. We were on last week, Tuesday, and we were on last week, Thursday. So listen to the Thursday night. And see the different nation that he was talking about that night. He may not go the same way tonight because what? We are being led by the Holy Spirit and we are following the Holy Spirit and to execute on the plan of the Holy Spirit. We are on a mandate by the Holy Spirit. So when we come into his presence, before we even open our mouth, we have to ask for forgiveness. We have to ask for forgiveness and we have to cover ourselves with the blood. And we have to invite the Holy Spirit to come in and to lead us and to guide us and to show us things to come. Is that Lacey? Is that how you pronounce your name? Do you understand? As an intercessor, you got to intercede. You got to go down into your belly in the wee hours of the night, Lacey. You got to get up. When he wake you up in the night, you gotta get up and you gotta move, go down. If you don't have to come out of your bed, you have to lay down there or go to your quiet place where you have your quiet place and go cry out to him and talk to him and get your pencil and your paper. Claudette, get your pencil on your paper when you're home. You might hear the Holy Spirit talking to you. You might hear that audible voice. It might be subtle, it might be loud, it might be calm. Just start writing. If it doesn't make any sense to you what you're writing, just keep writing and start praying. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you, Ingrid. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you how to not only pray for your nation, but how to intercede for your family. You can't say, "I'm running for my life." Don't even sing that song. Don't even let that song come out of your mouth. Talk about I'm running for my life. No, we're not running for no life. When people start singing those songs, don't entertain it. Run for what life? Anybody supposed to be running is the enemy. You stand up in your Ephesians 6 prayer. Oh, what's wrong with this room? I know it's pretty funny. You stand up in your Ephesians 6, 11 to 17 prayer. You stand up having your position as a soldier and do not back down or back off. And then you go over into Colossians 2. Hey, and start reading 14, 15, 16. Start reading it. Let me go over to Colossians 2. Start reading it. Start reading it. Start reading it. Glory to God. If I'm praying in the yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Build up my spirit, man. Build it up, Lord God. Sometimes when you're praying in the spirit, you may not need no interpretation. You are building up your spirit, man. Build up your spirit, man, in the Holy Ghost. Let him give you insight. Let him show you things to come. Oh, Ramikisha, yes. I am the Lord. I am the Lord will sustain thee. I am the Lord will open up doors for thee. Even when I'm correcting you, I am still the Lord that healeth thee. I am still the Lord that lead you. I am still the Lord that open up the doors for you. I am still the Lord before the foundation of the earth, before your birth, I am still the Lord. My. Glory to God in the highest and peace among all men. So we're talking about the presentation of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit will lead, how the Holy Spirit will guide. Here it is. Jesus died and he come back alive and he is living inside of us. Whoa, Billy Bambo Kota. In the Bible, it says, he was dead. We were dead in sin and uncircumcised. That means we were far away from him. We had nothing to do with him. But then he came into our lives. And then we cry out and we say, Lord, forgive us. And what he did, he took us in. So we are no more out there in the elements. We are with him. And this is what he did for us to go into that element, give us access into his glory. Look what he did. He blot out our sins on the handwriting of the ordinances. That was against us. Every lying demonic spirit, every sin that was on us, off us, generation, whatever you want to call it. No matter what it looks like, no matter how it slices it up, Jesus took it to the cross. You got to read your Bible for yourself. I made the Spirit of God speak to you. He took it to the cross and he nailed it. Nailing it to the cross. Have you ever seen a carpenter or a person that have a hammer and a nail and nailing something down, nailing it that it can't come up? That is what Jesus did. He nailed our sins to the cross. Get it, get it, get it. See if you understand it. See if you're understanding. Nailing it. Bum, 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 bum. Different boom, 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 bum, bum, boom, boom. Nailing it, nailing it, nailing it to the cross. And when he nailed it to his cross, nailing it to his cross, think about it. A great person out there building a house. Building a house, a beautiful house. The nails and the wood and all the stuff that the thing need to be nailed to. And he nailed it and he when he's nailing it on that platform, everything that he was nailing was not supposed to come apart. He nailed it and he leave it. It was left right there because that's where it's supposed to be. It is supposed to be on that cross. So while it's being nailed to the cross, there is no need for us to go take it off the cross because he nailed it to his cross, not our cross, but his cross. Jesus didn't nail it to our cross. In other words, we have no more crosses to bear. In other words, he took all our crosses and nailed it to his cross. So he took my crosses and your crosses on his cross. I want you to understand. And he took the devil out. Because hear what he did. And having, that mean he did, spoiled, past tense, principalities, every demonic source, everything that the enemy have, he spoiled it. Every power that the enemy have, knocked it out of their teeth. They don't have nothing more in their mouth. No power. They can't, they're powerless. And while they become powerless, he embarrassed them in front of every single folks. They become an open laughing stock. He took them out. Because he triumphing over them in it. He took them out. He displayed them, let everybody see, embarrass them in front of the whole entire spectrum of society. He embarrassed them. So let nobody judge you. In meat or in drink or in respect of holidays or holiday. My Bible say holiday, not holidays. I'm the one that put on the S. It says holiday or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days. And when you say Sabbath days, it means you don't have to worry about the Sabbath day. I don't think so now, because what it says right there. You see, on the Sabbath day, that means every day should be a resting people, because the Bible says the Sabbath is, he rests on the seventh day. And so we're not going to make a religious out of it. Every day is supposed to be our resting period in Jesus Christ now, because he took the enemy out. So we don't have to go in and worry about every single day. If you go read in Matthew, where Jesus even healed the sick, and those people was upset because he did something on the Sabbath, then he said he's the Lord of the Sabbath. But we're not going to get into that, like I just said. Every day is the Sabbath for us, because we are resting in him. Could we not pray for 1 hour? So tonight we come and we pray for that 1 hour. Ba 1 hour, Lord. Holy Spirit of the living God, 1 hour. We give you ourselves. We give it all to you, Jesus. We ask you to wash us and cleanse us. Come now, Holy Spirit. Give us insight for living. Insight for living. We come when we talk about the seven mountain of influence. First and foremost, tonight we're going to pray, because you said in Timothy, I think it's First Timothy. Let me see. First Timothy 2, verse 1. I exhort you, therefore, first of all, supplication, prayer, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for the ones that are in authority. Why? If we pray for the people in authority that's over us, why? We live a quiet life. So destiny is second, is First Timothy 2:1-3. We live a quiet life. And tonight we want to have a quiet life. We see a lot of things going on around us. For the past couple of weeks, I have heard about so many deaths. So many. You're here today, you never know. You may go to bed and don't wake up tomorrow. So, my God, what we want to do, what I want to do, is to make sure, without a shadow of a doubt, my life, if I die tonight, my life is with Jesus Christ. 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 And that should be our hope. That should be what we want tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. As we come tonight, God, come, precious holy angel of the living God. Come and saturate yourself. Come and give us life. Come and give us joy and peace. Come and give us righteous living. Heavenly Father, as we pray tonight, we break and we bind. It looks like a lion, but it's not really. It comes in the form and the shape of an evil demonic spirit that is over our country, that is over other nations. I just saw it. And when you open the mouth, water runs out of the mouth, and it's not good. So it's a spirit of this. It's like a disguise. It's like a lying spirit. So we break the lying spirit that's over our nation and over the other nations. We break it, Lord God. We come against the atmosphere, and we break it. It's hard. And that watery that comes out of that demonic mouth, we drive it up now. We drive it up right now. And we command it to be dry. And every foul, detestable spirit that's assigned to this nation, we come now and we break it. From the White House to our house, we break it. We plead the blood of Jesus over every single doorpost in this nation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, send forth those angels, fighting angel Michael. Let they come out and take that Goliath down now. We trample them under our feet. We put our foot on their neck and we squeeze out the, oh yes, we squeeze it out. And that snake type spirit that's want to walla and open their mouth and want, we crush it in the name of Jesus. We come against every foul spirit and we crush it in the name of Jesus. You will not come in. This nation would have it. We crush it in the name of Jesus. Makoria Baba, we crush it. No teeth in your head. We crush it in the name of Jesus. And we command that water that's coming out of your mouth, that stained like water, venom, be crushed. And we said, go back to the pit of hell where you come from. Yes, you come with your foul weather condition. We break and we bind the weather condition, manipulation of weather. We break it. There will be no calamity this year. We come against every destructive weather condition. I see weather patterns being changed and I bind up that lying demon. I see them people sitting up in the control and I break and I bind the one that want to touch that button. Do not touch it. Close your fingers. Get away from those desks. Father, let them get saved. May they get saved, Father. Save them, Father. Oh, God, be like Babel. Yes. Babel. Yes. Confuse their tongue. confused their mouth. Lakoshim. Oh, break and bind famine on the land, Lord God. Let your people come to their senses. Wake them up. Last week you talked to us. Let us go back over that tape last week. Bria Masutoria Baba Baba Baba. Yikeba. Joseph, we call for the spirit of Joseph upon us, that we may be able to go forward and be able to be good with our hands and be able to know how to store up like the ant. Yes, give us wisdom like the ant. Wisdom like the ant. The ant have wisdom. Give us wisdom like the ant. Give us wisdom like the ant. Labakoshika. Let us march to the town, the location, and the warfare type spirit with the anointing of Joshua. And Joseph, yes, Lord. Joseph with leadership. Yeah, we need leadership. We did it last week, and we want it again this week. Leadership. Leadership, leadership, leadership. Give us that Joseph anointing. Wash us. Bring that water coming, that blue water, that water for cleansing, that water for healing. Could we just not pray for an hour? Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us and show us. Financial. Put finances in our pocket. Bring forth money from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Run after us. Every single transaction. Marie, hear this. Every financial transaction, everything that's locked up in the spirit for you, put your hands up and receive your abundance in Jesus' name. Gregory, receive your abundance in Jesus' name. Lacey, receive your abundance in Jesus' name. We call for businesses to come in and to run after you in the mighty name of Jesus. We just want everything from you tonight, Lord. Destiny, supernatural eyesight and insight. Claudette, oh Lord God, the power of God come in and overtake you. And you're praying, Claudette. You are praying and you're interceding. And the Father God, hear your prayers. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father. Use me as you see fit. Open up my eyes. Give me information that I may be able to relieve. And as we come together tonight, God, as we come together tonight, as we come together tonight, open up the windows of heaven, pour out a supernatural blessing. The people that need to be on the line, who need to be here praying for our nation. Father God, touch them. Touch them. We are iron, or we sharpen it iron. We need all hands on deck. We need the intercessor. We need intercessor. We need the intercessor. We need man, woman. We need intercessors who are going to come in and intercede. We need it. 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 We need the ones who are going to come in and praise. We need the anointing on the line. We need it, Lord. We need the ones that's going to be to restore, to ball out, and to restore the nation. We need it, Lord Jesus. We need the finances that when we get ready to go out, that we have more than enough to take care of what we need to take care of. And to help who need to be helped. Father God, we're not supposed to be begging, beggarly ailments. Today, I try to find a scripture and let me see here. What was it? Deuteronomy 1 verse 11, I think it was. Let me see. Don't write it yet. Listen, let me make sure that was one I was. That's the one I wanted. Exodus Numbers Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy Numbers Deuteronomy Numbers Deuteronomy Numbers Deuteronomy. Shangula Bambala Shako The word of God declared Tabasa. Deuteronomy word 1 verse 11, the Lord thy God, he's your father, and he makes you 1,000 times rich, or 1,000 times more. 1,000 times, that's his promise. That is covenant. That is his covenant. Bandele mandola, that's his covenant. That's his covenant. That's his covenant. That's his covenant. That's a covenant that he have with us. Roma kishebala bosete. Bo ramandele bande kele teleba. That's his covenant that he have with us. Maya Malamatekele Baba. Oh, glory to God. Ayamano. Wait a mama. Romans 8. And if we are children, we are here. I mean, we are here to God. And he owned the entire world. Here is of God. And we're joined here with Jesus. Oh, there gotta be a breakthrough, God. There gotta be a breakthrough. There got to be breakthroughs, Father. No, when we read these scriptures, Father, these are words. These are your word. And your word is life. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever we send it to, it is going to be accomplishing whatever we send it to accomplish. Heavenly Father, and if we have time out, we could go read the scriptures in Hebrews 11. We could go meditate. Once we get off the line, we could go read it. About the fathers of faith. Hebrews 11 from 1 all the way down to verse 40. We could read it. These are patriarchs of faith. We could go read about it. About Hebrews 11, about it's in here. And then the word talk about if you just speak to the mountain, Mark 11. Just speak to the mountain. That's you, Mark. We need to understand we have a daddy that cares for us. Mark 11, 23. First of all, he says, Mark 11, 23. Let's go to 22. He says, have faith in God. And he tell you that if you just say to this mountain, be thou removed. And he said in verse 24, what's everything you believe God for, you will have it. But here's the catch at on in verse 25. When you're praying, you must forgive. And go all the way on to 26. So just don't stop over there. And that's when he dried up that fig tree. The fig tree had nothing on it. And I think he was hungry. And he went on nothing on the fig tree, and he spoke to it. And then the disciples, when they come out, they said, Master, you remember that fig tree that you spoke against the other day and cursed? Look at that. It dried up. And he was telling them, speak the word only. Just speak the word. If you want to get creative, you can read the whole entire of Mark 11 and see the miracles that Jesus did when he walked the earth. And he said the same powers that raised Christ from the dead live inside of us. The Paul was saying, I used to see when we used to go to Mars, and you used to sing the song, I'm the same power. Thou raised Christ from the dead, live in you. Just live in you. Let me go try to find a scripture. Let me Google and search the scripture. And it will quicken your mortal body. It lives in you. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. The same power that raised Christ from the dead. I'm coming, I'm trying to find the scripture. Ah, yeah, mama, la, mama, mama. Ura, mama, malaba, say, titty, baba. Let's go to Romans 8:11. Let me see if that's it. Oh, glory. Glory, hallelujah. Somebody need this tonight. We come with a one heart, one mind, one soul to pray, but somebody need this tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 But the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwells in you. It dwells in you. Romans 8, verse 11. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Think about that. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it lives in you. Yes, it lives in you. And it will quicken your mortal body. So now we need the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us. We need the Holy Spirit to come and to show us things to come. So tonight we pray, and tonight we thank you, Spirit of the Living God, 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 Allah mokore bandele mokoraba, rimangalaba sekele bandolo Spirit imbalarabongo larabekendele Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God. So is the same spirit, that same spirit, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. It lives in you. Glory to God. We are powerful. We are powerful. We have the King. We have the King, the King of King, the King of King living inside of us, reigning, breathing inside of us. His name is Yahweh, Yemakoraba, Jesus. You're the same Jehovah Nisi, Jesus. You're the same healer, Jesus. You come with your host, Jesus. Hallelujah. You came in the flesh, but you're also the Prince of Peace. You're Jehovah Shalom, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, you're the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, all three of you in one. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. You're the God of wisdom. You're the God. You're the God. You're the mighty counselor. You're the Word. You're the Word. The Word that you speak, they are spirit and they give us life, Jehovah. So tonight we come and we lift up religious spirit. One of the seven influence of mountain of influence in this nation is a religious spirit, the spirit of religion. And we come, Father, to break down that religious spirit tonight. And we want to release your kingdom in this earth. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the heavens and in the earth. Balosetele. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Yorobo sanda la la ba 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 ba. Let your kingdom come. Break and bind up all those religious spirit. You can't even go to church. I mean, with these programs, with these people worshiping man, driving out the Holy Spirit, forgetting about the kingdom of God. But Father, tonight we pray, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come tonight, God. Matthew 6, verse 10. The kingdom come that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We calling for the kingdom authority. We calling for kingdom authority. Forget about these buildings. We call for kingdom authority. We call for the kingdom of God to be upon your shoulder. Me sing a la la la. Jesus. Jesus. We call you tonight. We call you tonight. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Matthew 28. Let it be a charge. Let it be a charge. Let us go forth and preach the kingdom. Not about buildings. Not about buildings. Go ye therefore into all the world and teach the nation. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things. Father, this is the kingdom message. This is the kingdom message, God. We don't want religion. We don't want religion. We want the message of your kingdom. We want the message of your kingdom. We want the message of your kingdom. Yay. Establish it in the churches, your people. Establish Mark 16, 15 to 18. Establish it in your people. Establish in the body. We are the body of Christ. We are the body, not a building. We are the body. Let us get a revelation that we are the body. We are your house. We are your tabernacle where you want to dwell. Kambo Matthew Mark 16. La ba ma lambo yi ba. Rima ma ma kele ba 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 stande. Mark 16. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. We do not want religion. We want your kingdom. 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 We want to go into all the world and we want to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to preach the gospel of the kingdom. We want to baptize all nations that they get saved, that they won't be damned. We want them to speak and ask God to forgive them from all their sins. We want to lay hands on the sick and we want them to be recovered in the mighty name of Jesus. We call for every sickness out of the land. We call for the blood of Jesus over every onslaught of the enemy. We speak with new tongues. And if we can't interpret it, we know that we are talking to you, Father. And if there's interpretation, it comes forth. We will speak. We will lay hands on the sick. If demonic sources come in, we will drive demons out. That is the kingdom. We want that. We do not want religion. We want your kingdom. We want your kingdom. We want your kingdom. Let your kingdom come. Let it be on your shoulder, Almighty God. Jesus. Jesus. Speak to us. Speak to us. Lead us. Guide us. Show us things to come. We want to live. We want to work for you. We want to live. We want to work for you. We want to speak to demons. We want to drive demons out of people. We want to speak to the demons. And we say, go in the name of Jesus. Even when we show up, God, your kingdom come. My God. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Understand, we're going around running around for religion. We don't want religion. We do not want religion. We want your kingdom. We want your kingdom. We want your kingdom. We want you. We want you to come and live inside of us. We want you to show us things to come. We want you. We want you. We want your kingdom to come. We want to be saturated with your anointed. We want the fire of God to come and to crush every source and every force that is not of you. Let your kingdom come, Almighty God. All I want is your kingdom. 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 It is a difference than religion. It is a difference. It's a complete difference. Let your, he said, pray, let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. He is living inside of us. I'm gonna have to do a teaching on the kingdom one day. I'm gonna have to ask God to release me to do a teaching on the kingdom. Holy Spirit, I don't know, but we need to know. We are so caught up. We are so caught up in religion that we are missing out. This is when the disciples ask him how to pray. And he said, you're praying repetitions. That means you're praying over and over in vain. And he said, this is the manner of prayer that you need to pray. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heaven. If his kingdom is up on his shoulder, that it says in the word of God. So that means we have to tap into his kingdom. We gotta tap into the kingdom of God. We gotta forgive about this religious system. We gotta forget about man's religion. The religion is not about no jerking and dancing and you got to get intimate with him. You got to fall into a romance with the king. You got to get to know Jesus Christ. And how are you going to get to know Jesus? You got to fall in love with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit comes and saturate every part of your being, it's going to give you some information how you can go forward and establish the earth. This is something else. We are ambassador for him in the earth. And he wants to give us some information. You see, because we are only passing through here. We're only passing through. This is not our homeland. We're only here temporarily. And we have to understand this is not about religion. We got to get to know him. That's have to be our cry. Forget about this foolish religion, foolishness. We got to know Jesus. How are we going to know him? How are we going to know him and cry out like Paul cried out? How? The Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, change us, Lord God Almighty. Let me fall in love with you, Jesus. We break and we bind the spirit of disobedience off of our lives. Disobedience is like the spirit of witchcraft. We break and we bind witchcraft off of our life. Oh my God. Oh my God. Let it drop off of us tonight, God. And we could put our foot on the neck and we could squeeze out everything from our birth until now. And we could walk in our deliverance. Break those spirits off of us. Condition us by the Holy Spirit. Break and bind every spirit that make us be slow-footed, that we're not able to run with our God-given rights. We're living mediocre life. We're living mediocre life. Oh my God. Heavenly Father, give us the revelation. Give us the revelation that we need, I pray. Give us the revelation that we need, I pray. That we walk in kingdom authority this day. Open up our knowledge, our understanding, as I pray. That we will get to see and understand that you are alive and you are not dead. Wake now, Holy Spirit. Wake now, Holy Spirit, and come and wake us up. Wake us up, Holy Spirit. Come and do a shake-up. Shake up us, Father God. Shake up from the inside out, Almighty God. Shake me and shake me, shake me, shake me, Almighty God. Ay, 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 食いのままいいんだならば、かやたえ。おう、ママもくんでれび、きんでればばやんで。Put the fire of God under my foot. Let me run with your word. But before that, change me, Lord God, from the inside, that I may be able to be fit for the master's use, Almighty, mighty, mighty God. Display your authority upon me this day, I pray. Touch me now, Father, from the inside out. And shake me, Father. Shake me from the inside. Shake me from the inside this day, I pray. Remove every stumbling block out of our way this day. And let us be fit this day for your use, I pray. Kingdom authority come now and display in our life today. In the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We will meet next week, Thursday, at this time, and also on Monday for the regular prayer. You could go on the website. We have a blog that was put out by Destiny, and it's in regards to family. And go over there and read it on the website, theholytabernacle.com. Once again, theholytabernacle.com, and go under the blog and read it. We're going to have a monthly, the 1 month, every month, we're going to send out a blog with the different subjects for this on Thursday. Not on Monday, but for Thursdays, for the seven mountain of influence. So the next one that's going to come out is going to be on religion, but the previous one that was put up tonight is on family. I want to thank you all for being on the call. I want to thank you all for being on the call. I want to thank you all for being on the call. If there's any way or anyhow if you want to give to the ministry, you could go under theholytabernacle.com and you could just give. God will bless you, sending me out to the nation for me to minister the healing powers of Jesus Christ. And I believe that God will bless you when you give. So, have a great night and God bless you. The blessings of the Lord make you rich and it add, and it will come with no sorrows. You hear me, Gregory? No sorrows to it. Lacey, Claudette, Ingrid, Destiny, myself. May God bless you. Every single person, the ones that's going to listen to the message when Kenneth put it up the next couple of days. Hey, if you know anybody that have the mandate to pray for the nation as we're doing on Thursday nights, forward over the information to them. If you want to be on our email to get information from our email, text me or go to theholytabernacle.com, theholytabernacle.com, and just put your email address on there and we will put you onto the mailing list. I love you. May God bless you and watch over you in peace. And shalom, in the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah.